Florida lawmakers are considering a measure that would allow illegal immigrants to get state driver's licenses. The proposal has the backing of the Republican governor, Jeb Bush. But if it's to pass, the bill will have to surmount growing opposition from legislators in the governor's own party and skepticism from police and local sheriffs. NPR's Philip Davis reports.
State officials say there are more than 400,000 illegal immigrants living in Florida today. They don't have visas or approval from immigration authorities, so they can't get driver's licenses. And that's a problem, says Governor Jeb Bush, because most of these immigrants hold jobs. They have families. They need to drive to get to work or school, and those are facts that can't be ignored.
Once they're here, what do you do? Do you basically say that they're lepers to society, that they don't exist? I mean, that's basically, it seems to me, that a policy that ignores them is a policy of denial.
Bush's support is a turnaround from a couple of years ago in the wake of 9/11. Back then, state officials were shocked to learn that 12 of the 19 hijackers held Florida licenses or IDs. The state government scrambled to make it more difficult for foreigners to get the permits. 3 years later, the governor says security concerns are addressed in the current proposal.
If this bill passes, Florida will have the highest standards for illegal immigrants to be able to get a driver's license. It will require enough information that we're comfortable that the people getting those driver's license won't be terrorists.
Local sheriffs have come out publicly against the bill, and even some usual allies of Governor Bush say they're opposed. Mike Herodopoulos is a Republican state senator from Millbourne, Florida.
And literally, if we allow them to acquire a driver's license in this way, I believe they'd be cutting in front of the line, and basically we'd be rewarding bad behavior or illegal behavior.
The Federation for American Immigration Reform has come out against the bill as well. The group wants to make illegal immigration more difficult. Jim Staudenrouse is the group's East Coast field director. He said the bill would do much more than just give illegal immigrants the right to drive.
Once they obtain that, they're no longer undocumented because now they do have some form of ID. And a valid state driver's license really, really blurs the line. It makes it extremely difficult for the federal government to enforce federal immigration laws because it makes an illegal immigrant invisible. They appear to be legal.
The bill's chief sponsor, Senator Rudy Garcia, a Republican from the Miami area, disagrees.
This will not encourage immigration to the state of Florida.
Garcia says it's all about having drivers on the roads who know Florida's traffic laws, can drive legally, and obtain insurance. And he said would-be drivers would have to pass a gauntlet of up to 15 requirements to get a license. State law enforcement, he says,
would work with the embassies and the consulates to work on background information from the country of origin, do a complete background. We would do fingerprints and a slew of other criteria that they would have to comply with before they would be given a driver's license.
But the Florida Sheriff's Association and other law enforcement officials have expressed concerns that it's tough to independently verify the identity of someone who is here, by definition, without documents. Philip Davis, NPR News, Miami.